Welcome, everyone, to Deep Dive, the podcast that explores the latest breakthroughs in AI. I'm your host, Alex.
And I'm Sam. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paper that's challenging conventional wisdom in deep learning.
It's titled, Bytes Are All You Need: Transformers Operating Directly on File Bytes, published in the Transactions on Machine Learning Research, June 2024. And it's making waves.
This paper introduces a model called Byteformer, which essentially bypasses all the usual modality-specific pre-processing steps.
Right. Usually, you'd decode an image file into RGB values or extract features from audio before feeding it to a neural network. But Byteformer skips all that. It goes straight from the raw file bytes to classification.
Imagine no more decoding JPEGs into pixels or calculating MFCCs for audio. You just throw the bytes at the model. It's quite radical.
And surprisingly effective. They're reporting a 5% improvement on ImageNet top 1 accuracy compared to DAT models of similar size, jumping from 72.2% to 77.33% when using TIFF image format.
Even more impressive, they're achieving near state-of-the-art accuracy on Speech Commands V2, an audio dataset, without changing the architecture or hyperparameters. They got 95.42% accuracy, compared to the state-of-the-art of around 98.7%.
They even show that a single Byteformer model can handle both images and audio simultaneously. That's a big step towards truly modality-independent AI.
Of course, this raises some interesting questions. They experimented with different file formats like TIFF, PNG, and JPEG for images, and WAV and MP3 for audio. And performance did vary, with simpler formats like TIFF performing better.
That makes sense. JPEG, for example, uses complex compression that might make it harder for the model to extract meaningful information directly from the bytes.
Exactly. The paper also delves into how Byteformer actually learns. They analyzed the token and positional embeddings and found that the model learns to recognize patterns in the byte sequences, even without explicitly knowing the modality.
Another cool thing they explored is the potential for privacy preservation. They showed that by permuting or masking the bytes before feeding them to Byteformer, they could obfuscate the input while still maintaining decent classification accuracy.
Imagine the possibilities for secure image recognition systems. This could be a game changer.
There are limitations, of course. The model's performance is still tied to the encoding scheme, and they haven't explored more complex tasks beyond classification. But it's a really exciting direction for future research.
Absolutely. This paper opens up a whole new avenue for thinking about representation learning. It challenges the assumption that we need to handcraft input representations for each modality.
So, if you're interested in digging deeper, we highly recommend checking out the paper and the accompanying code, which they've open-sourced on GitHub.
Thanks for joining us on Deep Dive. We'll be back next week with another fascinating look into the world of AI.